Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about a revival of awe, of having that renewal of seeing God is, well, as He is, which ought to naturally or supernaturally produce a sense of awe in our life because, well, He's unique. He's more than anything that we can think or imagine. And as we've talked and prayed each day, we've looked at different aspects of the awe that we ought to have for God, for His laws, for His deeds, for His power, for His presence. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week by talking and praying about an awe of God's Spirit. And this, to me, is an incredible part of this because it has to do with God dwelling within us. And we talked about that some yesterday. I mentioned that these two kind of flowed together in God's presence. And one of the ways that God's presence, a huge way that God's presence exists with us today, is through His Spirit. We also have His presence available through His Word, through His indwelling of believers, and that way through one another. Acts chapter 2, verse 43, talks about the response of people to the visible work of God's Spirit among them and through them. And it says, "Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles." Acts 2 is the account of the outpouring of God's Spirit on the day of Pentecost, the birth of the church, as people were convicted by God's Spirit, they were cut to the heart. Their response was to be immersed and to receive the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of God's Spirit. And as the believers would gather together, as they would worship God, as they would help one another, as they would study God's Word and pray, it says that they were in awe because of what God was doing, because of the miraculous and wonderful signs that were being performed by the apostles, but in reality were being accomplished by the Spirit of God. It was this outpouring of the Spirit that became like tongues of fire that enabled the apostles to speak in languages they had never studied. It enabled those who were listening to hear the message of God in their own language. And God continued to do miraculous things through the power of His Spirit working through the apostles. Now, I believe that there were special gifts of God's Spirit designed to give credibility to the apostles, to those who were foundational in establishing the church that Jesus said would be built upon Him being the Christ. And many of these gifts became less necessary as people began to record God's Word. In fact, Paul would write and says that many of these gifts, the speaking of tongues and this and that, will cease. Now, there's obviously debate on when that is that they will cease, but regardless of the fact, there were these times in life where God's Spirit would do things in a way that it was obviously Him. And I believe that's still true today. And they work not according to our glory or our desire, but they work according to what God wants and what God wills, and according to what's best, according to what brings Him glory. So you see, the response of God's Spirit working within us and through us ought to be similar to that of Acts 2, where the people were in awe of God and the work of His Spirit and not in awe of us. And yet, because of our human nature, because of the flesh that we live in, we have a tendency to want God to work in a way that gets us noticed, that pads our resume, that multiplies the likes and views of our content. And yet we must continually focus on the idea that Jesus says that if we lift him up, that he will draw all people to himself. And so we must be careful on how we present the gospel, on how we represent Jesus, on how we lift him up. Are we drawing people to ourselves? Or are we allowing his word to draw people to him? You see, we're in awe of this God's Spirit because he empowers us to represent Jesus in a way that is pure and right, in a way that is accurate, in a way that is effective. As I've talked about throughout this week, as this awe of God, we tell our story, we give God the credit because it's his Spirit working in us and through us that accomplishes any good that we're able to do. And when God shows up and he takes what we offer to him, which ought to be ourself, and he uses it for the good of someone else, it's that realization that he's at work in our life. And as we look to God, we begin to recognize that his Spirit, who he promised to those who are his children, continues to work. I've shared this story before in one of these broadcasts, and maybe multiple ones of them, but one of the trips to Louisiana to work on hurricane relief and cleanup, an individual wanted to pay us or donate to us or give monetarily to thank us for cleaning up his property, removing trees and hauling debris to the road and just all of this stuff that he was not able to do on his own. And his mindset was, you guys are down here, you pulled up in these trucks, you have these chainsaws and this equipment and the skid loaders, and that stuff costs money. I have to contribute to that. One of the volunteers that I was working with simply turned to him and says, "But Jesus already paid for that." And that's part of God's Spirit working within us when we take the things that would be easy to credit ourselves with, and instead we credit God's work with. We credit him. He supplied all of our need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And when we live life with an eye toward what God is doing, that observation of what we're doing becomes a bit less bright. It moves off center stage. In fact, eventually it moves off stage completely. And then the work of God becomes more noticeable. We stand in awe of God's Spirit because it takes ordinary people and it does extraordinary things. There are so many things that God does in our life that are only possible through his Spirit. And I've shared this before from a personal testimony of giving God the credit. I would have probably been the one voted most or least likely to speak in public, to do any occupation that required interaction with people, as I graduated from high school, and when fellow classmates hear that I'm a preacher, and it's just almost confusing, as is this the same person? Well, it isn't. Physically, it is. Biologically, it is. But spiritually, it isn't. It's the Spirit of God working in me and through me that continues to do a great work that He gets credit for, because I can't do it. And I know that. And that's the life that we live as Christians. About the time that we think we've got this under control, we lose that awe that we ought to have of God being in control. And as we spend time today wrapping up the broadcast part of this week, it's my prayer that we have been examining every day that awe that's present, or that's growing, or that's declining, or that has been lost. And as we examine that, we learn to renew that sense of awe. We experience that revival of awe. We allow God's Spirit to remind us of who God is. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to accomplish all good things. In everything that we realize, that every good and perfect gift, as Your Word tells us, comes from above. And Father, I confess, there are times where I kind of think it becomes from me, that I'm just that good. And then I'm reminded, sometimes very abruptly, that I'm not. That whatever good is seen in me, that's heard from me, it comes because of You. It comes through Your Spirit. And Father, as I consider the work that Your Spirit accomplishes in the lives of people, I'm in awe of the transforming power of Your Spirit in any person. I'm in awe of that transforming power in my life. And it helps me to recognize and understand just how much You can change any person that turns to You. And Father, I pray that each one of us today would be filled with hope. That because of how we've noticed and recognized and acknowledged Your work in our life through Your Spirit, that we see no one as hopeless. Because we know that Your Spirit and Your work is powerful enough to change any life. So God, as we recognize the wonderful and miraculous things that You've done in our own life, and that You do in the lives of those around us, and that You perform in and out every day. And so many of them we just take for granted, and we just think it's just the way life is. And yet when we stop and we step back and we spend time with You, we recognize just how much work You've been doing. Just how much work You continue to do. Just how much work You will do. And we realize our need for Your Spirit to help us. So God, we renew our awe of who You are. We renew our awe of Your instructions and Your Word, Your law. We renew our awe of Your presence to help us. We renew our awe of Your Spirit And Father, as we live with that renewed sense of awe, may we be very deliberate in sharing where it comes from, such that we would lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.